It's 841 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is Galesburg's Morning News. I'm Will Stevenson. Tom Meredith is on vacation. He'll be back next week. The Knox Galesburg Symphony kicks off its next season, and kind of a unique one here because Bruce Pollet, as you know, the longtime conductor and musical director, has retired. And those who may be looking to replace him will be conducting the concerts this season. Among those is our guest here in studio today, Christopher Stanichar, who is going to be in town here for the upcoming concert. Welcome to Galesburg. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Will.
Let's start first. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Christopher Stanichar. I have loved music all my life, and I've been conducting quite a few orchestras over the past several years. And I currently conduct the Northwest Iowa Symphony Orchestra. And I'm visiting professor at Northern State University in South Dakota, and I conduct the Worthington Area Symphony Orchestra in Minnesota as well. Wow. And these are all sort of rural orchestras that are in towns of maybe 20 to 30,000 people, which is comparable to Galesburg.
Yeah. So what made you interested in here? Was it that rural nature, or was it something else?
It's definitely that. I think that there's more ownership of an orchestra. I have driven through Galesburg many times because I have family in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I've always enjoyed the city, and I've just become a real lover of the town this past week.
So you've stopped, you've had the interview, you've visited places, you've seen things. What do you like so far?
I like everything, but okay. Above all, I really enjoy the citizens of Galesburg, those that are sitting, that are on the board for the symphony. There's so many like passionate people for the arts, and it tends to go hand in hand. People who love the symphony also really love Galesburg.
Do you find that is that similar to the other places you've conducted, or is it different here in any way?
I think it's more intense here.
Okay.
Yeah, which is what I really love about the place.
What makes it intense?
There's a deep excitement. There's so much so much culture, so many restaurants, so many artistic things going on for a town of about 30,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you've noticed all that, and glad you're having a good time so far. Sounds like if you're the guy, you'll love it here.
I definitely will.
Yep. Hope so. Well, why would you want to move on from one of those other jobs, though?
I think artistically, Knox Galesburg Symphony is well poised to do some really amazing things in the next several years, and there's an excitement around the orchestra. So that's one of the major attractions for me.
How do you see making an impact if you're ultimately the one selected?
Well, nothing happens alone, and for a music director, it's also the executive board, it's the musicians in the orchestra. So I would love to see a lot of lot of audience growth, people coming to the audience, to the orchestra, who want to hear the orchestra, hear some different sorts of programming, in addition to the great classics, also get to hear some maybe some more pops kinds of concerts as well that they might not have expected before. So
are there other ways that you think you can help make it grow, or do you think maybe more of a pops style will help?
There are several different ways, including just great musical success. And I think like this upcoming concert is a good example of kind of the way I like to go about things. So we're doing a tribute to America.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. I know it's called America the Beautiful. That's interesting to not do that in July, I guess.
Well, America is beautiful all year round.
Yeah, so, that's true. That's true.
And this program features three wonderful American pieces. Copland, who is the composer of many very famous works, including Fanfare for the Common Man, starts off with the brass ba 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 bum. So very, very well known, but he's a great American composer. The second piece is Dvorak's cello concerto that will be played with Anthony Arnone. He's the professor of cello at University of Iowa. And the Dvorak cello concerto was written here in America when Dvorak stayed during the 1890s. And then the final piece is the Grofe Grand Canyon Suite. And this will be it's a wonderful piece that describes the Grand Canyon. And we're going to have a slideshow presentation that plays throughout that piece as well.
All right, very cool. So have you had a chance to talk? I know you've talked with board members as you've been interviewed. Have you had a chance to meet any of the rest of the orchestra?
We had our first rehearsal on Tuesday.
How'd it go?
Oh, I think we became fast friends.
Good.
So
I'm
so impressed with the ability and the humility. That's one of the things I really enjoy about working with quote-unquote rural orchestras, is that there's no pretension, and it's just a desire to make great music for music's sake and bring it to the audience.
What have they told you about this about the job you're vying for and about the symphony in general?
Well, they've told me there's wonderful coffee and cookies during the break.
Perfect. How can you say no to that?
You can't.
Exactly. All right. But it sounds like that you could fit in pretty well. As you said, sounds like you've connected to them pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. That's wonderful. Glad to hear that. So, anything else we should know about the concert this weekend, about what you'll be performing?
I think there's a lot of excitement, and I just really encourage your listener audience to try to put this on their calendar and come. Even if they can't make it for the full concert, come and listen to part of the concert, because it's going to be an amazing performance.
Saturday night?
Saturday night, 7:30.
At the Orpheum Theater.
At the Orpheum. Right? Come early. You can get a little refreshment and go to your chair and enjoy the experience.
Do you happen to know cost offhand?
Okay.
$20 for adults and $5 for children. Thanks. Christopher has somebody shadowing him all day. So there, you got the right answer. No, I'm kidding. So anything else you want to say about your on-the-job interview, if you will, here, or about the symphony and the concert?
I want to just say that I just am enjoying the experience. I'm so happy to be part of the finalists who are selected here. And whatever happens with the selection process, I'm still going to come back to Galesburg and visit, because I love this place.
Well, we sure love to have you, that's for sure. And glad you found all the positives about Galesburg in such a short time here. Glad to hear
it's
it.
It's easy.
Christopher Stanichar, guest conducting the Knox Galesburg Symphony this Saturday night as he looks to become the next permanent guy in the job. Thanks so much for coming in. And again, welcome to Galesburg, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Will.